already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post-9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Oh, there we go. All you got was the Ning part. Good morning. Hey, so it's another fabulous Sunday morning where we're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. We forced
Wait, we?
Drag Bob into it.
You throw me under the bus.
Drag me into it, for crying out loud.
Carl, Bob was late. Oh wait, how would I know that? I wasn't here. It's the Tattletale Hour. So you're listening to We the People Radio. We we come on at some point after 8 o'clock, you know, every Sunday morning. Usually we've got a couple hours with you. So let's see. We made Bill put on the headset. That's the closest Bill's been to the actual microphone.
Say hi,
Bill.
I'm more of a chat room guy, so all you folks out there in the chat room, behave yourself. You're unmanned this morning.
They're unsupervised.
Should we tell people who you are in the chat room?
No, that's a top secret.
Super top secret. So the way
government already knows.
Trust me, they know.
True story. So a quick way to find the chat room, go to wethepeopleradio.us, and you will find all the stuff about our show today. We've got kind of we called it the Hodgepodge Show, just because we have Dave Hodges coming on the second hour, so it's kind of zoomed easy. And we didn't have anybody for the first hour, so it's really the Podge Hodge Show. We have Mark Baird He's gonna give us a holler from Denver. He's a guy from up in Siskiyou County who is working on, helping the counties in, I don't know, basically Northern California, kind of Northeastern California. All those who care to participate, who would, like to get out of California, like to begin the process of looking at doing something different since we've gotten to a place that's,
yeah, some people would question Mark's sanity because he owns a radio station in Siskiyou County, but aside from that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's at some point, I mean, how many people have you talked to, honestly, that have said, you know, we gotta get out of here. This is crazy.
Oh, tons of people. You hear about people every day leaving the state.
Yeah, people are frustrated.
I hear it nearly every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
People all say, you know, what happened? Well, you know, the state of Jefferson, was a real, you know, a real potential, a real plan, until they had bombed Pearl Harbor. I mean, it would have gone over the line, but they just needed a couple more days. Hey. You needed a few more minutes than I did?
I left something at home and had to go back and get it.
Oh, Elizabeth left something at home and had to go get it. Well,
it was sort of important.
Really?
I'm not saying. Good morning.
Very interesting.
I am. So, did you get my text message letting you know I was on my way?
No. Oh. No, because I was busy being late.
Oh. And I was later. I get the prize for being the latest.
Let's see. No, actually, I still didn't get your text message.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. It was one of those.
Of course, I was sending it while I was driving. All those police officers out there. Ooh, you missed your chance. Neener, neener, neener.
Hey, so thanks.
Somebody somewhere got a text message.
Thanks, Bill, for sitting in.
I apologize for making everybody juggle. I'm sorry.
We made Bill talk on the radio.
Yes, and he did not look happy.
He's always like, I don't talk on the radio. So we were just chatting about the state of Jefferson because after our first break, Mark Baird's going to give us a holler and tell us what he's doing up there.
And, you know, the history of the state of Jefferson is really interesting because it was well on its way to being done just before World War II.
That's what we were just talking about.
I mean, that's amazing.
They were within days.
They were that close.
I know. They were super close, and rug got ripped out from under them. And that included pieces of Southern Oregon. Mm-hmm. This project will not, because at the end of the day, you have to have, I'm not going to say permission, but there's a vote that would take place in the California legislature, mm-hmm, and also in Congress.
Yeah.
So it's not something you do lightly. It's not something that happens overnight. It's something that everybody gets to weigh in on, and there is a precedent and a process for it.
And in historically speaking, there are a lot of states that seceded from other states, especially on the eastern section of the United States. So if you do your history, it's interesting to see which states were actually combined at one point in time. This is not the first time this has happened.
Exactly. And, you know, I just was double checking here. And I'm right. I've got a couple of articles that Mark sent us, sent them last night. So I'll get them to Robert. Thank you, Robert Exter, for working on the webpage all the time. And, so I've got, the declaration, and it basically is a declaration from the Board of Supervisors. It's a statement. It isn't a resolution. It doesn't make law, none of that, but it's a declaration by the Board of Supervisors to the California legislature.
And that's a start.
It is a start.
It just lets them know we're on board with this, and we're, you know, letting you know that.
Well, at the end of the day, yeah, you know, most people feel like they, you know, we have a little taxation without representation going, mm-hmm, on. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, so much of the decisions in our state are made by the giant urban areas, and they really don't know our area at all. Mm-hmm. Make rules that affect us or cost us.
Well, and think
like
about
the rural
it.
Fire fee.
Yeah. I mean you know. Obviously, the state of California is larger than some small countries.
Exactly.
And geographically, agriculturally speaking, there's a million different reasons why it makes sense.
So, there you go. And I hear
he's
Mark
on the phone.
Mark called in. So, all right, we're cooking with Crisco. It just took us a few minutes to get going. So let's see. You're listening to We the People Radio. You can find us online, wethepeopleradio.us. And that gives you all our archives and all that good stuff. And if you go there now, I think the rest of us have our act together enough that we can join you on the chat room.
And we are chatting and streaming worldwide.
Absolutely. We will be back with you in 2 minutes, and we're going to talk about the state of Jefferson here at KCNR 1460 AM.
And Mark is standing by.
I know. I was telling him that. Well, you were telling Mark that. We're all over it.
All right.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Mesquite Barbecue and Catering Service. On-site barbecue catering and full-service catering. We use our expertise to do it your way. Full menu available. From elegant to budget packages. Quotes by telephone. 223-3868. We accept credit cards and have a no-interest, no-charge payment plan. We have a minister, officiant, photographer on staff and are endorsed by the Professional Wedding Association. Mesquite Barbecue and Catering Service. 530-223-3868. Give us a call. You won't be sorry.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Colorado Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain.
And we're back, We the People Radio, with your hosts, Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and our musical savant, show producer, Bob Martin. So Aaron and I were chatting a little bit about, should I tell him what I left? What I had to go back home for?
How old are we?
Is it illegal, fattening, or immoral?
No, it's not. Oh,
you can tell.
Illegal, fattening, or immoral?
Well,
an interesting set of criteria. I like it.
I have a partial in, you know, like a lot of people do, in their mouth, you know, where teeth are missing and, you know.
You have fake teeth.
And occasionally I leave it. So I had to squeal around in the middle of a windy curve, run back home, call my husband on the phone while I'm driving and say, honey, meet me at the gate with my teeth.
That's not how you say it, though. You go, hey, honey, meet me at the gate with my teeth. I left them on the windowsill.
It's a true story. It's not the first time either.
You know what? People on radio get away with a lot because you can't see what's going on here.
So for all those listeners out there who have left it to you. All those people out there who have left their teeth somewhere, you'll understand. You relate.
Yes, I forget which host it was yesterday, but I got into a long discussion with him about why it was a good thing that the cameras are not working in the studio here.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't do us any good because we tell everything.
Yeah, we do.
We can get away with a lot more than we do.
Yeah, it might be better if they could see us.
Oh, why cheat people out of the fun? So I like the Rocky Mountain High. That was funny.
That was fabulous.
Good.
Yes, well, Mark tipped me off because he said he was calling for the 9:15 segment, and I'm thinking, you mean 8? Oh, wait a minute, you're on Mountain Time.
Exactly.
9:15, okay.
He's on his John Denver time. So, hey, Mark, are you in there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, so we didn't screw up your segment by talking about the state of Jefferson, except for the generalities. We decided not to read the Declaration or any of that jazz because we were too disorganized. So you can start wherever you would like to explain the idea and really make the pitch to the other folks in Northern California that might want to jump on board.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I'd like to qualify this. This is not a secession movement. This is a legal, moral, ethical, constitutionally supported with historical precedents, and it is the movement to form a new state from the property which was formerly of another state. And it's been done in our history 4 or 5 times, and Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution outlines the process under which a group of people can try to do this. And that is, you may not form a state from the territory of another state unless you have the approval of the state legislature and the approval of Congress. So what the Jefferson Declaration Committee is attempting to do, we have a declaration before the Board of Supervisors in Siskiyou County. They've already had it as a discussion item. It was very, very favorably accepted both by the audience spilling out into the hallway and down the stairs, as well as the supervisors. So on September 3rd, they're going to vote on this declaration. Now, the declaration itself, the county government, really doesn't mean anything. They don't have to do anything different. They're not expected to help us. They're not expected to make a public stand. What it is a statement of purpose which is read into the record in the California legislature, and that's the important part because it's a gauge of public opinion. It's a gauge of county support for what we're trying to do. And if we succeed in the vote, and I'm very, very confident that we will, we're already reaching out to other counties within the historical geography of the old state of Jefferson, if you will, and other counties if they wish to join as well, to get declarations before the various boards of supervisors, hopefully win the vote on those and gain recognition. And at that point, we'll take a pile of these things, 15 or 20 or however many we can get, and we hope to have a common-sense Republican co-author legislation with a common-sense Democrat, because this really isn't a partisan issue. This is lack of representation for rural California. If we can get a co-authored bill into the legislation and also simultaneously in the federal Congress and the federal Senate, we would like to have a common-sense Republican co-author a bill with a common-sense Democrat. And if we succeed in that, and it is a long shot, but we do have a chance, then we would be free to form our own state, get a constitutional convention going, committees of reconciliation to divvy up the debt and the road work and all of those things that you don't think much about. They're sort of seamless to most people. So that's really what we're trying to do, kind of in a nutshell.
And so if a board of supervisor group in a county wanted to find out more, you know, what's I realize this all just started, but how have you decided to, kind of inform people and get the word out and all that?
Well, we're going to build a website. It's pretty early in the game right now. So if they want to contact me, they can contact me at Mark Baird, all lowercase, no spaces, at KSYC1039.com. And that could be the initial point of contact. And then once we get a website and an email address for the Jefferson Declaration Committee, then we'll obviously post that and we'll send that to everyone who's previously contacted
us. And I just wanted to point out the Baird is spelled B-A-I-R-D.
Yeah, tell us the whole thing again. Mark Baird at KSYC.
Yeah, all lowercase, no spaces, at KSYC. 1039.com.
1039. There we go. Okay, and we'll add that to the webpage as well. Good deal. So give us some popular misconceptions, because that's always where the train goes off the tracks.
Well, the popular misconceptions are that we're trying to steal territory from the United States and become our own country and just a lot of conspiracy stuff. Not true. It's none of that's true. We want to form a legal state, a normal state with normal operations and normal government, just like every other state in the union. We'd be able to trade with other states. We'd be able to trade with other countries, just like all the states do. And our constitutional convention, like I was saying before, we have a very narrow window. Because of some of the idiotic things coming out of Sacramento, the lack of representation in rural California is blindingly clear. For example, we don't need 5,700 state agencies to govern rural California. Heck, we could probably do it with 2,000 or so. I mean, 5,700 state agencies, that's one agency for every 8 people in Siskiyou County. We don't need a bullet train that goes nowhere at a cost of $100 billion. We don't need to pay for 2 big tunnels that go under the Delta so that water exporters in Southern California will have reliable supplies. There are things that we just don't need to be involved in, and we derive no good from them. In addition to that, we have largely urban representatives who pass taxes that their constituents don't have to pay that we in turn pay. For example, the illegal fire tax that was passed largely on the vote of urban representatives, and their people don't have to pay the fee. Rural California pays that fee. Mm-hmm. So that's literally taxation without representation. Not to mention some, and I could go on and on, but I think people get the point. Well, with our own state, we could protect ourselves from things like that through a constitution and through statutes that protect the people, protect their rights. And once again, this involves Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, you name it, because we all want to start over and go back to the basics of government. There are things in California in which government has no business. And I believe in our state, in our new state, we could go back to common sense government where government is involved in things they should be involved in and not involved in things they shouldn't be involved in.
And I guess people can pick their issue, but there are plenty to choose from. And once these new gun laws, we don't know how many of them will actually be signed in, but there's no way we're going to dodge them all. After the first of the year, that's going to be a big, big change for most people.
Well, once again, that's largely because our neighbors to the south, they don't have the same problems we do. They have diametrically opposed lives to most of us. They have violence problems in the inner cities. I don't know whether these Second Amendment assaults are going to cure their problems. Personally, I doubt that they will. But it's their decision to make. And in rural California, the Second Amendment is more of a way of life to us. And so we have a tremendous desire to protect our Second Amendment rights, which they do not share. Now, the unfortunate part about it is they can pass any law they want, any day they want, regardless of the objections of rural California. And that's what we're really fighting. And it's not a partisan issue. That's inclusive of everyone that lives in the North State.
Yeah, true story. And so for people that are not on the Board of Supervisors and, maybe just regular folks out there listening, maybe they're not affiliated with any group, they're just a regular old individual, any recommendation on how they defend this, I guess? Because, the minute you bring it up, a lot of people say, great, but they have no idea how it will work. Then you have the other people that say, oh, this will never work.
Well, there was an editorial in the Reading Searchlight where the gentleman was explaining that, we can form our own state, but it's not going to address the economic problems of rural California. And his theory was that it will take away from the hard work being done to improve our lives. My response to that and to the average guy is this. It will improve the economy of rural California. We can have a favorable corporate tax rate. We can have a favorable environment for business. Right now, businesses are fleeing California at an apocalyptic rate, and they're having to go clear to Texas to find an environment where they can do business. If we form a state with a proper framework, all they'll have to do is put their goods in a U-Haul and drive 2 hours up the road to be in the state of Jefferson. It will dramatically improve our economy. We can protect ourselves from environmental lawsuits to a much higher degree by demanding that environmental lawsuits prove specific harm before they're allowed to proceed. I could go on and on once again. Now, the average guy, what we have to do is we have to approach the various boards of supervisors with a declaration stating the desire to withdraw the county from the state of California. Once again, those are non-binding. They're going to be used to generate publicity and to gauge public support when we present these to legislators in order to get laws introduced. But we need people to present these declarations and get on their board's agenda, because this isn't something that the Board of Supervisors jumps up and does by themselves. I suppose they could, but it would be better if groups of people would put these declarations on the agenda as agenda items, as action items or first discussion items, and later to be made action items. And what we need is, we need 20 of these by the time the next legislative session convenes in California, the first of next year. And that's what we really need, and that's where the average guy can get involved, by presenting these declarations to their boards of supervisors as action items to be voted upon.
Cool. Can you hang with us through the break? And when we come back, we can talk a little bit about what that vote means.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
All righty, thanks. We're going to take a really quick break here. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM. And we'll be right back with you in 2 minutes.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 women will be assaulted sometime in their life, and that college-aged women are 4 times more likely to be assaulted? Enter Damsel in Defense. Damsel in Defense has a fun and sassy line of personal safety products like stun guns, pepper sprays, and personal alarms designed for women. To see the Damsel in Defense products, to have a home personal safety party of your own, or to start your own damsel career, call Elizabeth at 530-605-7501.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, we're moving on now.
Moving on
to the dive. To a lexicon in the sky. We're moving on now.
Moving on
to
the dive. Oh, Bob.
What is it, Elizabeth?
What is what?
What's the song?
Oh,
the Jeffersons.
It comes from the Jeffersons, yeah. It's hilarious.
Bob's on
He's
on Jefferson theme.
You're so funny. Hey, welcome back. We're with Mark Baird, and we are talking about the state of Jefferson. Hey, Mark.
Howdy.
All right. So where were we when we went on our break?
We're talking about what regular people could do to help forward this agenda if they support it.
Exactly. And what's the repercussion? So the Board of Supervisors in Siskiyou County just so that's not confusing for people, they didn't vote on this. This was an action item brought up, or a discussion item brought up, and what'd you guys do? I don't remember. I was in the hallway. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, people spoke?
Yeah. It was brought up as a discussion item first, so that board members wouldn't be pushed into a corner and forced to make a decision on the spot, which they may not be prepared to make. So we brought it up as a discussion item to be made an action item at their next meeting on September 3rd. And they will vote on this declaration on September 3rd. And they asked for a little bit more information. So 15 or 20 people, first I made an opening statement why we would support this. And then they opened the floor to public comment. Each person had 3 minutes to speak. Not one single person was opposed to it. I've talked to Democrats as well. They're not opposed to it because the basics of this thing are inclusion, representation for people of rural California, and right now we are irrelevant in California politics. We have to include Democrats. We have to include everybody. This state is going to protect everyone. That's the whole point of it. So we don't want to leave anybody out of this. We need everyone's input and everyone's inclusion. And that was the point of making it a discussion item, so we could get a lot of points of view. They were unanimously supportive in the discussion. So we're hoping for an affirmative vote on the 3rd. And then we want to move on to other counties and see if we can find people who will support this in other counties.
And the affirmative vote, when they take that, what does that turn? What does that do?
It causes the declaration to be read into the legislative record of the state of California. So it is an official statement of purpose, although it requires no action on the part of the board. And since the boards of supervisors are technically arms of the state, there is no law under which they could operate in order to physically do something about this declaration. So it's simply a matter of public support, and that we can take to legislators and say, look, we've got 10, 11, 12 counties that want to do this. Will you be willing to introduce legislation so that it can be done?
So it ultimately, just for all those people that are like, oh, no, if we have enough crazy people in our county, they can get away with this. It isn't one of those deals. It winds up being voted on at the state level, voted on at the federal level.
Oh, absolutely not. This is not a conspiracy deal. This isn't a deal where the minority can usurp power from the majority, not in any way, shape, or form. This is a logical and legal process. It must be voted on at the state level, and it must be voted on at the federal level, and we need 51%. So now, unique to this process, we do not need the governor's signature, and we do not need the president's signature. We merely need 51% of the state legislature to agree, and we need 51% of the federal legislature to agree, and then we would be free to withdraw from the state in order to form another state. We're not talking about a new country. We would just be another state in the union, 51st state.
So it's not like one Bay Area where they want to be a republic and get a seat at the UN.
absolutely not.
And they think we're crazy.
Nothing like that.
That's doable, actually.
It is doable.
It isn't a sure thing because there is going to be opposition on the state level. However, it is a logical, common sense way. The state of California, quite frankly, is ungovernable in its present size and its present form.
And
we're
in
a unique position where three cities drive the boat for the entire state.
And that's why. I'm sorry. That's why getting back to local politics, getting back to what citizens can do, it's so important to break the supermajority in the California state legislature, such as that wonderful victory in the 16th.
Andy Vidak.
Yeah, Andy Vidak down in
So we can finally have debate. Yeah. I mean, you can't even have debate or discussion. You know, we have total control.
I mean, coming in the back door, that's how you do it.
Hey, in the chat, Mark, somebody said, what's the incentive for the southern part of the state to vote on this? So when it goes to the state vote, you've got legislators that won't, well, I mean, they will ultimately be affected because there will be less of the state for them to govern, but their particular district won't change.
Well, the incentive for Southern California really is twofold. Number one, the counties of rural Northern California with our decimated economies don't contribute very much to the general fund. Most of the money is down south. Yet some of the money must be spent on rural counties. So they would have the chance to divest themselves of economic underperformers, if you will. In addition to that, urban problems are so diametrically opposed to rural problems, those legislators and representatives would then be free to focus on problems that affect their constituents the most instead of listening to lobbyists all day long who want them to do things in the North State, and those things don't impact or affect their constituents. We, on the other hand, would be free to form a state constitution and a state government where we could do things that would improve our economy and lessen our dependence on welfare, if you will, and encourage people to work, and we could provide statutes and legislation and a constitutional framework that would allow us to do that, and we would not have to be worried about the agenda of urban Southern California or the urban Bay Area.
Be so... just so different, you know, because now everything we start with is, those guys will never go for it.
Mm-hmm. And how
That's
sad
right.
is that?
This really could be a win-win for California, the southern part of the state. And, you know, this has nothing to do with water, by the way. Everybody thinks, well, we're just trying to grab the water. But the water is already divvied up. The feds have the Central Valley Project. They have federal water rights on the Sacramento River. This is not an argument about water. This is not an argument about whether dams stay or go. This isn't an argument about forestry or resources or anything else specifically. This argument is about whether Democrats and Republicans and Tea Party and Libertarians and whatever else, whether we can make decisions that affect our own lives to better the lives of our families. And that going forward is really where we lose the battle with the state of California, because our opinions and our voice are irrelevant. So we could give them the opportunity to use their power and their money to improve urban lives, and we would be free to use our money and our new political power with the inclusion of all of the political parties to improve our lives. And we really need everybody's ideas. No one has the right idea. Only together do we have a chance to find the right way.
Sure. And people who live in the same, you know, in the same area and understand what goes on. I mean, let's face it, even the people we disagree with in Northern California, on how we solve certain problems, at the end of the day, they are personally affected.
Mm-hmm. Sure they are.
And the big hitch is always that the folks who vote on these things, a lot of them are never going to be affected. Neither are their constituents. Mm-hmm. So they make rules and laws that are never going to affect their own people.
It's like them voting on something for the state of Alaska. They don't live there. It doesn't impact them, but they vote for it.
Well, they've also never been here.
Yeah.
You have a huge percentage of the legislature that's never been here.
And how many people actually living, below Sacramento have never been up here?
Tons.
Well, that's the truth. And apparently there was a legislative tour up here, and two or three of the people on that tour had never been north of Sacramento. So we do face that. The governor of California never comes to Siskiyou County. He has no idea what goes on here. And quite frankly, the policies that are enacted by urban California are a morass of unimaginable confusion and result in regulations that are failed policies, and they don't work here. And all you have to do is look out the window to see the smoke from wildfires, from forests that have 10 times the traditional amount of fuel. These policies are not working for us. They're literally killing our economy.
Well, they're killing our economy. And like, I was driving down from Lake Almanor a week ago, and as I came down through the Lassen Forest on Highway 36, it literally looked like somebody took another forest, killed it, and then sprinkled it through that forest. All sorts of full-size trees dead and down and rotting and leaning against other trees. I thought, I mean, the place looked like a garbage heap. I mean, you could go in and get, and that goes up in smoke every time.
Another argument that people have is that we're trying to escape federal control when we can't. And they're right and they're wrong. We cannot escape federal control even if we have our own state. We'd be a state in the union subject to the same federal control that every other state is subject to. However, what we could do as a state using the 10th Amendment, we could limit the federal government's intervention in our affairs to the highest degree that the law allows. In other words, the state of California allows a lot of latitude to federal agencies operating in rural California. Yeah. Pretty much they don't make them follow their own rules. But in our state, we could make them follow their own rules, which would significantly diminish their power over local decisions. And that's what we need. We need control of our own lives. We need to have the hope that going forward, our futures will be in our own hands, and that we could do with our own state.
Well, and on here, Mike had said we need 22 or more counties. Is that...
I think 22 counties would be great. I don't know that we need 22. I think what we need is a cohesive group of counties geographically connected. We can't form an island. We need counties, one or two counties that are on the coast because we'll need seaports. We need counties that border other states. 22 is an arbitrary number. And another thing we don't want to do is we don't want to create a movement where we have 35 or 40 of the 58 counties in California, and then the urban centers are afraid that what we want to try to do is take control of all resources in the state. That's not what we want. We want a geographically connected area with people who think alike and people who are underrepresented, and we can start with that and see where it leads.
Well, and each section of California is culturally different. I mean, everybody up here, not in addition to thinking alike, living alike, we have very similar lifestyles and ambitions and ways of looking at the world. I mean, it's a completely different place in Southern California.
I totally agree. And also, one of our supervisors, Ed Valenzuela, who is a very level-headed Democrat, quite frankly, and he had a couple of good things to say. He said, look, the people in urban California are not our enemies. Most of them, if we succeed in forming this new state, would probably want to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not our enemies. They're our neighbors, but they do have different interests. I don't have any animosity toward anyone, quite frankly, especially not people who live in the city. I have sympathy for them. I couldn't live like that.
Yeah, I do too. I
feel bad for them too.
But so we're not, you know, this isn't a love-hate deal. This is simply the realization that this state is ungovernable in its present size and its present form, and we in the North State and rural California need to start over. We can have government that is much more cheaply and efficiently run. We can have a framework for public employees that serves the employee but doesn't break the taxpayer in the process. We can create statutes and laws that protect our property and our liberty to use that property to better the lives of our families. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, you look at a lot of the, because a lot of the laws, simple stuff like the forestry stuff that we spoke of, a lot of the laws that govern that create the fires that we're looking at now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So our resources burn down because people who don't live here and don't understand have this, I don't know what it is, misconception, I guess. I remember when I lived in Eureka years ago, and I went down. My mom lives in the Bay Area. She had the Contra Costa Times sitting on her kitchen table, and right there on the front page it said that they were cutting the last stand of redwoods.
Yeah.
So not true.
Well, I had redwoods in my yard. So, I mean, I was like, well, are they cutting the ones in my yard too?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are they going to get them all? But people down there didn't know. Well, honey, we've got to save them because there aren't any left. I said, Ma, you should come visit me more often.
You would see that there are.
There's zillions. Are you kidding me? It's easy to lie to people who don't have a clue what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and it's easy to spread misperceptions. And that's another aspect of this. No one is advocating getting our own state so that we can go out and cut down every tree in the forest and kill all the spotted owls and finish off the salmon once and for all. Nobody wants that. Everyone that lives in rural California lives there because it's a beautiful, vibrant, environment that we want to steward carefully. You know, responsible stewardship of our environment is quite frankly best done on a local level because we have local biologists and local foresters who know what works and who know what doesn't work. And those are the decisions we'd be free to make so that we could not only use a portion of those resources to better our economy, but we could also have responsible stewardship of those resources, because no one wants to live in a dead environment, not us, not people in the city. But it's very easy to spread these misconceptions to people who have never been there, don't know what it looks like, and don't have a clue what's going on.
Sure. One size fits all. Let's face it, nobody likes to buy their clothes that way. So, you know, running our state that way is really kind of silly.
Your state's 1,000 miles long and 400 or 500 miles wide, it's pretty easy to put the one size fits all government on, because quite frankly, you don't have any choice. Rural representatives don't have enough political clout to pass measures that affect us, and urban representatives, they'll know what's going on and they'll pretty much vote on anything they think is a good idea, whether it is or not, affects us.
Exactly. And that's where we always wind up in trouble. Hey, we've got to take one more quick break, and we'll finish up the top of the hour with Mark Baird. We're talking about the formation of a second state, cut in California. Be right back with you here at We the People Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. And now I'm leaving California, and I'll never look back, but took a picture for you, but I painted it black. One more dreamer on a runaway drive, down this one last burn down, star in the sky. Leaving California tonight.
And we're back in Northern California with We the People Radio. Hey, before we jump back with Mark, I just wanted to point out that there is a nationwide event taking place next Sunday, August 25th. That is a geoengineering march. And if you're locally in Reading, go to the Record Searchlight because there is a poll.
That seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? Go there for information.
I know.
What?
But there's a poll where the Record Searchlight is asking if people believe that chemicals are being sprayed down on them in the way of chemtrails. And last night there were almost 3,000 votes on that poll, which is the most I've seen on any poll. And over 75% of those voting believed that that was in fact true. So next Sunday in Reading, 11 to 1, in the Reading City Hall Breezeway, there will be a march on against geoengineering.
It's a standing still, though.
Yeah, we're going to be standing.
Nobody's really going anywhere.
We'll have makeup signs and, yeah. Sure, yeah, we're not really marching.
There's not really
because
any marching.
If it's hot, we're going to stay right there.
We're having a standing.
Yeah. So definitely take part in that. It's on Facebook. It's probably on the Reading Tea Party website, 24hourpatriots.com. Everywhere.
We'll get that all on there. And all this information about... Hey, Mark, are you guys calling it the State of Jefferson Movement? Is that accurate to say?
We're calling ourselves the Jefferson Declaration Committee right now.
Oh, I like it. Okay, so we'll have to be... I just want to be accurate with my verbiage so it's not confusing. You know, a lot of people are... You know, I was just kind of laughing. My brother just moved to Texas, last week before. And my dad's in Nevada, you know, my other brother's in Texas, you know, everybody's getting out of California. And we didn't grow up here, but we've lived here for, you know, 25, 30 years. And, I was kind of laughing. I thought, hey, I might get to live in Texas without moving there. Wouldn't that be nice?
My wife and I talked once about bailing out of California ourselves. And, you know, we thought to ourselves that this is our home. It's country we love, people we love, all the things we love to do, all the places we love to go are here, and we're going to stay and fight. We're going to stay and fight to make this a better place to live for ourselves and once again our posterity, because our fathers gave us a good place to live. It was handed off to us in a pretty good state of affairs. We've not done so well for our children. This is our opportunity to change that dynamic once and for all.
Yeah, and what better place to have it start than up in Siskiyou County? Because I don't care who you talk to. I spoke with a guy who was a part of a federal agency. Actually, he's a regional type of guy, so he looks at a pretty big swath of land. And I said, what do you think about what's going on up in Siskiyou County? And kind of looked at me, looked around, and he goes, you know what? Those guys have more people after them than anybody else in the entire rest of the state.
God.
So just... You know, for the people who think, oh, it's hysteria, those people up there are just a bunch of, you know, they're just hysterical and they...
Those would be the people in Southern California that think that.
Yeah, but even some people who live up here think that. Oh, it's bad everywhere. It's extra bad up where you are. And it's nice that everybody's willing to step up. Are you getting any pushback so far?
We haven't run into anybody that's opposed to this. I've reached out to Del Norte County and to Modoc County, and I'm in the process today of trying to reach someone in Lassen and Plumas and Sierra. And so far, from a county level, and I've spoken to some county officials, and I don't want to name names for obvious reasons, but I haven't run into anyone who is opposed to this idea. Everyone admits this is going to be a tough battle. Everyone admits it's a little bit of a long shot. But even if we fail, if we could get 19 or 20 counties to sign on to this, it would send a message to the state that even if we don't get the vote, even if we fail at forming our own state, it'll change perceptions, hopefully open somebody's eyes and change their attitude. But don't get me wrong. Our goal is to win this, and I think we have a narrow window of opportunity, and if we act now, we can win.
Exactly. All right. And so we'll have information on the website. So at wethepeopleradio.us, we're going to include the declarations and any stuff that's come out in the newspaper and all that. So we'll put that on there for the time being. We'll get Mark's email address on there. And you're going to be at the Reading Tea Party next Monday, correct? Are we all still good on that? So it'll be the 26th?
Well, I hope so. I don't have my work schedule that far out yet, but if I can possibly be there, I plan to be there, yes.
Okay. Either that or the next Monday. So keep an eye on the website, and we will be seeing Mark Baird come speak about the declaration. Say it again, Mark.
it's a declaration in support of withdrawal of your given county from the state of California with the goal of forming a new state.
Nice. Mark Baird, thank you a million. Have a great time in Denver.
Thank you, Mark.
Safe flying, and we will see you soon.
All right. Thank you both very much for the opportunity to speak. I appreciate it.
Perfect. All right, folks, we'll be back second hour with Dave Hodges. Hang with us.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiancresso. Egypt's military leader says the army will not stand for violence. He spoke at a gathering of top military commanders and police chiefs in Cairo today, following days of fighting that left hundreds dead.
Day three of the Muslim Brotherhood's week-long rage protests, which have kind of turned into an armed insurrection, for lack of a better term. And the army says they are going to deal with any violence very strongly. Tanks, armored personnel carriers, soldiers are all deployed around a number of the main government buildings in Cairo, including at the Supreme Court, where we had heard the Muslim Brotherhood was going to gather. And at times when the Brotherhood would gather at these buildings, they had brought with them gunmen who then tried to storm in.
Fox's Leland Vittert in Jerusalem. The general also called on Islamists to join the political process. Disagreement among some members of Congress about whether U.S. aid to Egypt should continue. Reporting live from Washington, Fox News Radio, Steve Taylor.
As the violence continues, Republican Senator John McCain says he's changed his mind and now favors cutting off aid to Egypt's military leaders.
I wanted to give them an opportunity to do the right thing.
On CNN's State of the Union, McCain says instead the leaders stage massacres. Republican Congressman Peter King says cutting off aid to Egypt's military could lead to a different radical government there.
I would not want to undercut them and allow the Muslim Brotherhood to come back.
King on Fox News Sunday. Sal?
Steve, more than 2,300 homes evacuated in central Idaho as a wildfire rages with only modest progress in containing it.
Heavy smoke that had grounded firefighting aircraft early Saturday cleared by the afternoon, and that allowed helicopters and a DC-10 tanker to start making drops in the late afternoon. Well, containment inched forward to just 9%, but still at about 100,000 acres, it's bigger than the city of Denver.
That's Fox's Dominic DiNatale reporting, and you're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Fox News Early Prime, breaking down business news and its impact on your bottom line. Your world with Neil Cavuto.
That's how I do business. That's why I am business.
Bold positions and brash opinions on the topics America is buzzing about. The Five.
How do you think this will set in with the American people?
This will be the pulse of the nation.
Washington insight and political know-how from the best in the Beltway. Special report with Brett Baer.
The epicenter of the political world is here.
The number one place for fair and balanced coverage. Fox News Channel.
What's wrong with working hard to make our lives and our kids' lives better? Nothing. At Thoughts Business, we don't have a problem with success. We have a very big problem with those who get in the way of it. We don't come out of the box bashing those who make money, just the politicians stealing it and the bureaucracies wasting it. We're not just sitting behind a desk. We're out in the field, on the floor, with the folks. Because when a story moves forward, so do we.
Fox Business, the power to prosper. Check your local listings.
It's the final day of President Obama's Martha's Vineyard vacation. He returns to the White House tonight, but hits the road again later in the week.
There's going to be a bus tour that'll start in Buffalo. And
hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty.
Before heading over to Pennsylvania, where President Obama is going to speak at Lackawanna College in Scranton. And the point of this two-day tour is for the president to talk up his plans to help every American get a high-quality, low-cost education and what the White House calls a better bargain for the middle class.
Boss's Peter Ducey. The Philippine Coast Guard now says at least 39 people were killed when a ferry collided with a cargo ship and sank on Friday. Officials say 751 people were rescued, and the search continues for more than 80 still missing. A next move from the anti-government secrecy group WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks posting links on its Facebook page to what it calls insurance files, urging followers to download about 400 gigabytes worth of data. Those files sealed with high-level encryption, a level often used for top-secret government files. WikiLeaks not saying what those files contain. Speculation running the gamut from just a bluff to all the data downloaded by admitted NSA leaker Edward Snowden and Army PFC Bradley Manning. Snowden currently in Russia, Manning facing sentencing this week in his court-martial. Paul Stevens, Fox News Radio.
We're learning more about Glee's tribute to Corey Monteith.
Glee creator Ryan Murphy says the tribute episode has been a difficult one to write, with a lot of things to consider, telling Deadline.com that at one point they were going to have Corey Monteith's character die after an accidental drug overdose, like he did in real life, but then decided that the episode is about a celebration of that character's life and they're not going to show how he died. Murphy says the tribute is a very heartfelt look at how young people grieve. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
And I'm Salji Ingrasso, Fox News Radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are joining Hour 2 of We the People Radio with your hosts Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin. We're streaming and chatting live at wethepeopleradio.us. And if you go to that website, beautifully done by Robert Exter every week, usually in the wee hours of the morning, you will find everything about...
That's just because we don't give him the information in a timely fashion.
He's so flexible.
I know.
Thanks, but you will find, you'll find a list of archived shows from almost the past 3 years and everything about our guests today. There's an individual link to each show so you can send them out far and wide, and it's everything you'll never hear in the mainstream media. And the call-in number is 530-605-4567. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, we talk about everything under the umbrella of fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. Not necessarily in that order, but all equal. And we oftentimes have other radio guests, radio hosts on our show as well.
Yeah,
like,
which is...
Like
Dave.
Like the Dave Hodges show.
Can I just drop one thing in here quickly?
Do it.
Just shout out to listener Larry up in Shingletown.
Except you said shout out. Elizabeth hates shout out.
Oh, okay.
No, Bob, right. Bob hates it. I mean, no, you...
Oh, it's Bill that hates it. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
I don't care.
Do it again.
Okay, Bill got outvoted. Larry in Shingletown called, and we didn't have time to get him on before we were done.
Now, Larry,
with Mark,
you know
at
the rules.
Top of the hour. But he was asking about the strategy or the scenario of splitting California into three states, and I believe, was it Stan Statham that had talked about that at a Tea Party meeting recently?
When he wasn't, oh, I was going to say something sarcastic, when he wasn't chatting about all the famous people he knows.
Nice.
I had to, I'm sorry.
Did you have Haterade this morning?
That guy was a major name dropper. God.
Elizabeth drank Haterade on a Sunday.
Haterade. Anyway, well, you know, that's a perfect reason to come out to the Reading Tea Party next week and listen to Mark. Somebody at you can ask.
Hopefully that works out with his schedule. He's going to check. But, you know, could do three. I mean, let's face it, as it goes, who knows? Larry, bottom line is, we don't know. We're just, you know, unlike the government, we're just going to tell you right up front, we don't know. We're not going to leak out somebody who needs to hide in Russia who's going to tell you we don't know.
So if Mark can work it into his busy schedule, he'll be at the Tea Party meeting a week from tomorrow night, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's the plan. That's our loose plan. What is that? The 26th. So, you know, bottom line is, you know, he's going to come down and explain it anyway. He's a great speaker. He's a really nice guy. I see him all the time. And
yes.
I think people will really like him, and it will make a lot more sense. We're going to get the declarations and all the things he was talking about. I noticed they're not on the webpage yet, probably because I just emailed them to Robert like a half hour ago. But check back later today, and those will be all on there. Bingo.
All right.
Okay. And now the Hodgepodge show. This is the Hodge part. of the hodgepodge morning.
And the podge morning.
Uh-huh, we already did
We already did the podge.
Yep.
I grew up hating that term.
I'm sure you did.
They
so we were going to
have that as a category on Jeopardy, and I turned the TV off when it came on.
They had it as a category?
Funny. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, hodgepodge on Jeopardy.
Oh. I never really thought about it, but
I'd like all of you to consider that to be a four-letter word.
All those of you who can't count. So Dave, we hadn't chatted in a while. You were going golfing. Did you already golf this morning?
I did.
How'd your wife do? He said she's
good.
She's the ball and chain. She slows him down.
Not today.
No?
Did you do 18 holes?
No, we did 9.
Okay.
Nice. Well, yeah, you weren't sure about your time because you had the golfing plan. So you are, where are you? You're Phoenix? So is it 10,000 degrees there like it is here?
It is. It was like golfing inside a microwave.
Yeah, that's
inside of a sauna.
Yeah, and we only live 2 miles
right
from
now,
the sun,
I feel like I'm
so
in the shower.
Oh, yeah, we don't really, well, I don't know. We've got these fires going on, so you walk outside and, you know, the air's kind of, you can sort of chew it a little bit. You know, there's way too much particulate.
Well, they say it's a dry heat here, but
liars.
I look like I'm in a sauna.
Yeah, it's a lot more humid here, too, than it normally would be. Everything's upside down. Hey, so your topic that you picked, I always like having people pick their own topic. We entitled it, for those of you that aren't looking at the webpage, the article that that Dave wrote is called The Mother of All Conspiracies Aimed at Our Children. And yep. And then the subheader down here, the plot's international and begins with the UN. Oh, that's a shocker. Obamacare home invasions and interventions, and then Obamacare's definition of high risk. Nice. All right, you want to tie that together for us?
It even goes farther than that. This is really the worst thing I found. But let me preface this by saying that this morning in the state of Oklahoma, there are 78 missing children.
Wow.
Yet, according to the people that run their health and human services, they haven't done anything wrong. But wait a minute. Don't they do bed checks? Don't they have roll calls? Don't these kids take classes? They're not required to go to school. So, gee, maybe when 78 kids didn't show up for something, maybe they wanted to call the police and file a missing persons report. But no, not in Oklahoma. According to their CPS and HHS, they've done nothing wrong. And I'll back up even further. Let's go back into the 90s and the Franklin scandal. When kids ended up missing in Boys Town, they ended up being found in sex slave trafficking, which is typically where we find this stuff. And then I'll go take a little side turn and go to Georgia. Georgia State Senator, the late Nancy Schaefer, who was, suicided, her and her husband Bruce, she was exposing this while she was serving and saying what her own CPS and her state was doing was funneling kids off to these rings. And the rich and powerful banded together and got her out of office after 2 terms. But that didn't stop her. She went on an international speaking tour until she was suicided. This is serious stuff. DynCorp has been busted for sex slave trafficking while they were a subsidiary of Goldman Sachs. No one goes to jail. No one does the perp walk. They pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines to the Justice Department. HSBC Bank launders the money. Proven. Been adjudicated. No one ever goes to jail. And now that brings us full circle to what we're going to talk about today. And I want to just to set the contextual background. And what we're talking about today is something that surfaced actually in the media. I was shocked that I saw this in the media, and they actually ran it. So you said that they wouldn't run this in the media. Well, actually, they did. And what they ran was half a story. What they said is HHS now has the right to come into your home without a warrant under Obamacare provisions, under the following condition: family where the mom is not yet 21. Families where someone is a tobacco user, not smoker, user. So I guess they're worried about secondhand spit. Families where children have low student achievement, developmental delays, or disabilities. Well, that would have been my son up until the age of 3 because he was a preemie. Families, and you'll like this one, families with individuals who are serving or formerly served in the armed forces, including such families that have members of the armed forces who have had multiple deployments outside the United States. So you get the HHS Gestapo coming into your home, and they have the authority to take your kids from you on the spot. No judicial procedure, straight administrative law, courtesy of Obamacare. That, as I found, was being reported on Monday and Tuesday in the media. And I thought, you know, let's take a look at this. I told my news director, Andy DeRiso, let's take a glance at this. I get a feeling this might go a little deeper. And boy, did we ever hit the mother lode. So that's what we have up to point. And then I started to do the research on it. And I started looking at documents. And let me just take another side turn. MSNBC, did you guys cover Melissa Harris Perry?
Melissa Harris Perry.
That wonderful professor from Tulane who on her show on MSNBC, the station that staffs with lunatics, she said,
I guess I need to watch MSNBC more often.
Parents, they belong to the collective, which I would assume she meant the government.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, she had dark hair. All I saw was the clip.
They weren't kidding.
Yeah, the children belong to the community or something. It's like, what?
They weren't kidding. You know, one group I left out, too, that preliminary group that was reported before I get into the really good stuff here that you can do to lose your kids, homeschooling. If you homeschool your kid, you can expect a visit from HHS. Unbelievable.
Wow. Can you say defund HHS?
Watch out.
Nice.
Well, anyway.
Hey, Dave, before you get to the next into our topic here, so we don't have to cut you off in the good part. Well, okay, the last part was a good part, too. Don't want to be drinking Elizabeth's Haterade. We've got to take a quick break and thank our advertisers. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM. We will be right back with Dave Hodges.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Kathleen Sebelius' theme song.
Very cool music this morning. If you could see, you would see Aaron and I rocking out. Thanks, Bob.
Now that Elizabeth's got her teeth in, she can rock out.
Yes, and my army hat. I'm just a vision of beauty.
I'm rocking out too, but my seatbelt holds me in place.
I'm a vision of beauty this morning.
My seatbelt holds me in place. We need seatbelts.
Oh, so Dave Hodges.
Mr. Hodges.
Hey, Dave, very quickly, spit out your contact info and your radio show.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Website is www.thecommonsenseshow.com. Very important to put in the. And got a whole lots of articles on there and a lot of different topics. Also put some show archives up there. And my show can be heard at 9 o'clock Central, 9 p.m. Central, every Sunday night. And the way you get there, if you're not on one of our 29 affiliates, is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And click the Listen Live button.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
Because you've popped on with us quite a few times. We had all sorts of different topics.
We're old friends.
We always have to call it the scare the crap out of you radio.
Yeah.
I had somebody ask me the other day, it's like, where's that guy that does all the scary shows?
Hey, I had somebody come. I ran into a listener at a grocery store one Sunday after you'd been on, and he told me that he listened to the show, and then he went to church and prayed.
Was that because of us or because of Dave?
I'm thinking it was Dave.
Oh, good.
just so you know.
I like to think that I have a calming effect on people.
No. Oh, well, that's over. Okay, tell us more about HHS and their evil plans for us.
Well, okay, that was the story. Ben Swan was running with this, and I just got a gut feeling because, you know, you've been around the globalists long enough, you kind of get a feeling for their playbook. And I thought, no, there's more than that. So I started digging, and I found a 110-page manual created by Kathleen Sebelius and Health and Human Services. And it basically will be the CPS field manual. And if you go up there and read that article, I have a link to it. You can go out and read this stuff for yourself. And so the categories that we went over before the break on what will trigger one of these, what they call home intervention remediations, basically we'll steal your kid from you any way we can. The list got a lot larger. I could have written literally a 20-page summary on all the things that you could do wrong as a parent. Now, there's a guiding principle that we have to all understand before I jump into this. If you do anything as a parent that the government judges to be neglectful, you have created a disability in your child. That'll become key when we get to the bottom line of who created this nonsense. So let's start with a 110-page manual. Excuse me. The manual basically lists a whole lot of things that you as a parent can do. For example, I'm sure all of us have disciplined our kids sometimes, says, no, JT, to my son, you can't go out and play with your friends today until you get your homework done, and we're going to take that away from you for a day. That's called grounding. Well, according to HHS, okay, that is also called isolation. And they describe isolation as basically, quote, removing kids from settings in which they'll have social interactions. So if you have a timeout room in your house, the way I read this, and remember I have a background in mental health, I've worked with these kind of services before, I interpret this that is illegal. They do not put down any time frames on how long you can isolate a kid. You have a timeout chair for the really young ones, half hour. Technically, they could call that isolation. And then we get into the category of what they call educational neglect. And I'll just pick out one, but there is about 15 in there, if memory serves me. If your child is judged to be underachieving in school, now, they don't list any criteria for what's underachieving. If my son were to bring home 2 B's the way he's performed in school, I'd say, son, you're underachieving. He usually gets straight A's. He had 1 B last year. And so that's my judgment. What's their judgment? Well, we don't know. But if your kid is judged to be underachieving, this is referred to as educational neglect. And it's worthy of triggering a governmental intervention. And CPS, under the umbrella of HHS, will show up at your house, but once they're in your house, they're not just looking for the education and neglect. It says in the manual that anything is fair game. So I'll get into some of what these anythings are. I'll give you one more educational one. I think you'll find this interesting. If your kid had his tonsils out, let's say he misses 6 days of school, which wouldn't be uncommon,
if your child misses 5 days or more in any one month, doesn't have to be consecutive, can be consecutive, it does not matter, that'll trigger a visit. And that says something about the schools and their connection to Obamacare. It's no longer just the IRS that's going to be monitoring your health records and assigning fines and penalties if you don't play by the rules. Now the schools are in on the game because they're going to have your child's attendance records, charter schools, private schools. This is why they're targeting homeschools, because, see, they don't want anyone outside the system. Here's another one you're going to like. If your child has ADD or ADHD, you can be accused of neglect because the document goes in details how this can somehow be caused by poor nutrition. Now, they don't really get into, you know, I teach research and stuff, and they don't get into really what are the causes here. They just say there could be a linkage between what you're feeding the child and the fact they have ADHD. So literally anything a child has wrong with them is their fault. And then they go out of their way to say, now, poverty and neglect don't go hand in hand. And then they spend about 10 pages in this document going through and talking about how poverty and neglect do go hand in hand. And I'll tell you, one of the things where these courts have been busted for illegally taking children out of the home and selling them to these agencies for God knows what nefarious things, like that judge in Pennsylvania that went to prison for 28 years, they pick on the poor kids because their families don't have the resources to fight back. And this is what we're seeing in Oklahoma in these 78 missing kids. This is just unconscionable. Should I continue?
Oh, yeah, please.
I've got more goodies in the bag.
These guys have no end. This is just all the stuff we know
about.
How about
gun owners? If you own a gun, that you're considered to be exposing your child to undue harm, and you cross the line from neglect to abuse. If you have alcohol in the home, and they don't specify the amount or the amount of family resources you'd have to use to acquire alcohol, the presence of alcohol in the home is enough to trigger a concern on their part. And if your kid does any of the following things, if they smoke pot before the age 18, if they stay out past curfew, if they've ever shoplifted, if your child engages, let's say, in truancy, so they ditch school and they're caught being truant, if they get in a fight in school and go into some kind of on-campus or off-campus suspension, that gets reported. I mean, it just goes on and on. And if you as a parent have ever been diagnosed as being depressed, or having PTSD or anxiety, you're considered to be a neglectful parent by happenstance, and that can trigger an intervention on the part of HHS. I wish I was making this up, but I wrote a 2,500-word article, and it could have been a 10,000-word article with all the preconditions that they're looking at. They have basically criminalized parenting, if I were to sum this up.
Jeez.
This is going into effect on January 1.
And this is federal?
Yes. Now, this is, okay, I'll relay this out again. This is an HHS document created under the direction of Kathleen Sebelius, and then she farmed it out. And we'll get to that in a minute. And the manual goes to CPS, and CPS does the bidding of HHS. So when CPS comes to your door, they're actually going to be acting under federal authority. It will no longer be the state of California or the state of Arizona CPS. They may work for them, but they have the authority of a federal agent when they come into your home, and they do not need a warrant. I can foresee them SWAT teaming people who they deem might not be cooperative.
And we haven't seen that at all.
But this, I found this, and immediately I called my news director, Annie, and we talked for about an hour, and I read to her from the document. And Annie just said, I feel like I've been punched in the stomach. She said, you know, I've got little grandbabies now, and now the parenting is risk. And you know how they'll use this? People like you and I that aren't going along and drinking the Obama Kool-Aid, that's who's going to get harassed under this. And also, you know, I found a corollary. I'll step outside of this document and talk about something going on here in Arizona. In Tucson, in the Flowing Wells School District, in the school registration packet, they make the kids sign a pledge to tell on their parents if the guns aren't locked up at home.
And you hear...
That made it in the KTR radio this week. My wife had actually heard it driving, and she said, have you heard of us? I said, oh, yeah, my email box is filled up with this stuff. So the schools are going to be the big spies. I mean, this is just like the Soviet Union. Is there any difference between what we were told the Soviet Union did in their schools and what this purports to do?
It sounds exactly the same. And for those people that are asking, where is all this written down? If you go to wethepeopleradio.us and you look down in that information about the show today, you will see a section that says HHS has designed a detailed 110-page policy manual which focuses on the criteria constituting child neglect. The word manual is a link, and you can go to that. I'm having trouble loading it, but there is a link there.
One of the things I'll tell you about that manual is what I took and what I said was very accurate here a few moments ago, but it's what they don't tell you. It's the leeway they give themselves. They get into the flowery language, you know, we love the children, and this is all about protecting them. And when you get beyond their nonsense, the second 19th letter of the alphabet, and you start to see the authority they're granting themselves and the broad parameters they can operate within, they literally could look at anything. I said, you could have a can of beer in your fridge. It could have been sitting there for a year. And they would say that's a violation. Now, they don't say that in their document. They say the presence of alcohol, but they don't specify the amount. So that's what I mean by they grant themselves very, very broad parameters. If someone's coming into your home and they're looking for something to justify an allegation or allegations of neglect, they're going to find it. And I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
so
kind of like
all this good stuff come from, you ask?
We did. We asked that.
Didn't come from HHS. They're not the brainchild. We have to go to a corporation called the IFC. And they're the biggest corporation and the most influential corporation you never heard of. They got their hand in everything from Homeland to the FBI to the IRS. They're huge into climate change consulting. What they basically are is a think tank, and they write policy for the government. And what they do is they go out and they acquire a subcorporation to become a subsidiary. And they'll use these subcorporations to basically have them write documents, and these documents make their way into administrative, not congressional law, but administrative law. And this is what happened here. Back in 2005, ICF acquired Caliber Associates. And what does Caliber Associates do? They write books for CPS. For example, they wrote the Handbook on Child Protection Practice. Now, they brought in five authors to author this 110-page document. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, I started reading through it, and the light came on, and I said, I get it. The chief author is more of a figurehead. As far as I can determine, she didn't really write a whole lot. She just kind of oversaw things. And her name is Diane D. Panfilis. She's the Associate Dean of Research and an Associate Professor of Social Work at the University of Maryland, and she was the co-editor of the Handbook on Child Protection Policies. In other words, she basically has co-written the policy manual in all 50 states for the various CPS. That's why she's the head. But where it got really interesting to me is they had four co-authors, and here's why this was interesting. Every one of them had worked for or was working for Caliber, an IFC international company. Caliber, every single one of them worked for Caliber. And I thought, isn't that interesting? And they were now under the umbrella of the ICF International Corporation. They were Lindsay Ritter Taylor, Matthew Schumann, Gene Stroll, and Jeannie Newman. And you know what shocks me about this? This is a major document, ladies. And not one of these four people has a PhD. Every one of them.
No, master's degree.
And that's not something that you typically see. But they just basically took the policy writing people from this organization and said, we want you to write national legislation now. And basically it's administrative law. Well, I did some research on ICF. and they are a huge partner with the United Nations. And let me just explain to you, as kind of a side detour here for a second, how Common Core education came into America.
Oh, nice.
And then you'll understand my thought.
Hey, Dave, hold that thought. We've got to take a quick break, but we'd very much like to hear the connection with Common Core. That is something that we've covered a lot, and I think people are really concerned about as school is starting here. We're coming back with Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show. We're going to tie all this IHSS stuff to Common Core and the rest of it here in the last half of the hour.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Did you know that 1 in 5 women will be assaulted sometime in their life and that college-aged women are 4 times more likely to be assaulted? Enter Damsel in Defense. Damsel in Defense has a fun and sassy line of personal safety products like stun guns, pepper sprays, and personal alarms designed for women. To see the Damsel in Defense products, to have a home personal safety party of your own, or to start your own damsel career, call Elizabeth at 530-605-7501.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these 4 aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Leave them kids.
we're back. We're with Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. We're going to talk Common Core. And you know what? I can't believe the lyrics to some of these songs from 20 and 30 years ago. I had no clue.
That should be the scary Common Core anti-theme song.
So, Dave, talk Common Core with us.
I will. I just wanted to use Common Core as a contextual background. You see, I've done this long enough now, and I know that you guys are in the same boat. When I found that HHS manual, the 110-page manual, and I found all those people from the same place, I was on the phone with Annie DeRiso, and I said, Annie, you know, I smell the UN. It's just like Common Core, which started with Education for All, went through UNESCO, and it came to the National Governors Association. They farmed it out to NGOs, and they never used one teacher, one school board member, not one legislator. They just dictated the Common Core. And I said, this is exactly what's happening with this child legislation. And sure enough, we found it, and we found it online, and we found it really within 10 minutes of realizing this was UN-inspired, which shouldn't really have surprised me. And what we found was that ICF had done work with UNESCO, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF. And I thought, isn't this interesting? And let's go back to what I started with. If you as a parent are found to be guilty of neglect, remember, you are produced a condition in your child called a disability. And I found a document, the smoking gun document for all of this. It's called Human Rights, Persons with Disabilities, ICF, and the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the Training Toolkit. And this was basically the smoking gun, which I found the origins of what had ended up in that HHS manual. And ICF was partnering with the UN, but they used their caliber associates from that subsidiary they acquired in 2005. In fact, ICF is linked with the World Health Organization on page 36 of this document, UNESCO on page 37. They link into the UNICEF, the United Children's Fund, at page 38. And so we have it right there. This is a UN strategy designed to snatch our kids from the home when someone deems they need snatching. There is no due process. You can't go into court and fight this. The people that come into your home are judge, jury, and executioner. And I am sick of it. And both of you know my history of nonviolent solutions, but this is where I draw the line. If someone were to say to me, Dave, what's going to get you to stand with people and say, it's time to militarily stand up to this government, this criminal government that's been hijacked by the bankers on Wall Street. When is it time to take up arms? This is it. If they come for my family, they come to my kids, they're going to get a fight. This is my personal line in the sand. And as I told Annie yesterday, this is the single most important article I feel I will ever write because it's about the defense of our families. And they are serving Agenda 21, Chapter 36, and basically trying to strip parents of any rights.
Well, I think that most people, actually are really concerned about the youth. I mean, they're concerned about what they're being taught. They're concerned about what they're learning. They're concerned about this whole idea of, ratting out your,
Yeah.
But you know, they're doing that with the grown-ups too, And at some point, historically, you can't ignore the fact that this has happened before. Hey, if you see your neighbor doing something that you don't think they should be doing, you should really tell someone or you're going to be culpable.
Well,
if we find out that you knew about it. It's like, what?
Look at this whole DHS, this campaign, this marketing campaign. If you see something, say something. Janet Napolitano.
I did that one night on the air. I called a fusion threat center in Atlanta.
I'm doing what
Herr Fuhrer told me to do.
Herr
Fuhrer. Why are you talking about? And I said, well, I see something, so I'm supposed to say something. He said, what do you see? I said, I see the banks on Wall Street laundering drug money. I went through a whole litany of charges. The guy hung up on me. But I was just trying to do my civic duty. See something, say something.
Well, and it's a sad commentary because there's a movement. Although it is small, but it's significant in its actual percentage increase over the last few years. But there's a movement of a U.S. citizens relinquishing their citizenship status of the United States. And it's a sad commentary when Americans are fleeing the U.S. to find safe harbor in other countries, and it used to be the other way around. Everybody came here.
Yeah, I've actually written a series of articles about that. The most recent one entitled Superman Renounces His Citizenship in the 900th mm-hmm. edition of the comic book Superman before it was sold to Disney in 2011. And I didn't know this until I was researching it. Superman got into a dispute with the feds and quit being a U.S. citizen. And you're right, there are record numbers of expatriates that are going to places like Costa Rica, Norway, Mexico. Those are the three top locations. The major reason they're leaving is because they have business interests in two separate countries, and the IRS is the only taxing agency in the world that requires their citizens to pay tax on foreign income, income not earned inside the United States. Now we have all this draconian legislation coming out making it difficult to leave. I mean, it's like we're putting up an iron curtain. If you wanted to move to Costa Rica and you want to move your money, the feds are taking 30% right off the top. They're just stealing it from you.
That's mind blowing, and that's going to increase opportunity here in this country and bring manufacturing jobs back. And oh yeah, no, it isn't. I mean, that just pisses people off and makes me want to get away.
Very, very scary times right now with the powers the government is granting themselves. I told you the last time I was on the show about people I know, one family I've known for over 20 years, FEMA worker, recently retired, went into hiding with like-minded people because of what's coming. And we talked about that on the show. And a lot of people wanted to poo-poo it when I brought this out 9 months ago. People are now actually writing me, kind of a delayed response to those two articles I wrote on that back in December, and saying, I want to know more about this. Because people are really beginning to see how bad things are going to get. But if we allow the government to have authority over our children when it's not warranted, I mean, no one disagrees. If mom's a crack whore, she's not coming home, the kids...
Wow, tell us what you really think.
No one disagrees with intervention there, but that's not what this is about. A parent can have a can of beer. You know, a kid could get sick and miss more than 5 days of school. We cannot allow the government to get away with this. You know what Sultan Eaton said that fits here? He said, we should have kept our arms, because a lot of them voluntarily turned their arms in when they were told to do so. Mm-hmm. He said, we should have made the KGB afraid of what was on the other side of the door. And that's my advice for people today. I don't care what gun laws Obama enacts. Hang on to your guns, because when they come for you and your kids, they need to be worried about what's on the other side.
Yeah. The first, I know you were golfing, but the first hour we chatted about the declaration that's being started up in Siskiyou County, to basically break the state of California so that we can get back a little bit more local control, since we are completely outgunned, outmanned, and outvoted up here. Kind of.
Those people down in your state capital, I read some of the legislation they write. I think they had
I'm sorry, you read it.
And move to Moscow or go to Havana, Cuba.
Oh,
or Phnom Penh. I mean, I can't believe some of the nonsense that comes out of California, but California is a really good bellwether for what's going to invade the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, people ask all the time, especially about the, what do they call it, the Johnny and Jeanette bill, you know, the one where they can use the same bathroom. People are like, I get emails periodically from people outside the state who say, have you heard of this? I mean, they're positive that this is something
that's like an article in The Onion. It can't be.
Yeah, this can't possibly be real. Have you heard of this? I'm like, oh yeah.
It's true.
Hate to tell you, it's actually real and nobody asked us. Hey, so we better take one more swift break or we'll be at the top of the hour. Dave, you're our hostage for about 10 more minutes. Folks, we'll be right back with you. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR, 1460 AM.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Soon we're always starting the same every day. The pledge of allegiance, then someone would pray. Not every kid made the team when they tried. We got disappointed, and that was alright. We turned out alright. It was a different life when we were boys and girls. Not just a different time. It was a different world.
And we're back.
It's unfortunate. It was a different world.
Scare the crap out of you Sunday with Dave Hodges.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I'm reading all of this on our website, wethepeopleradio.us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, God, it's terrible.
It's all right there in black and white. So Dave, as you're looking through all this stuff, and you've obviously done a lot more research than we have on it, what would you advise people? We have a list of countries, possible places that you might want to move to or popping up in the chat room. But if you don't want to move away and you want to deal with it here, what have you found? Dave?
I'm hesitating because there's not a quick solution. If there was, smarter people than me would already be enacting it. I'm afraid that if we're going to get our country back, it's not going to be without a fight. Mm-hmm. I'm largely, unless I've been defending my family, I'm committed to nonviolence, and every suggestion I've ever come up with is nonviolent. If you come and try to separate my family, well, then we're going to fight. I'll keep a baseball bat by the door, and we'll have at it. But in terms of what we can do, I think we need to meet the enemy right at the gate, right at your front door. No, you're not coming in here. And I think we need to openly resist. If enough people stand up and resist, they'll back down from this policy. They will back down. Just keep a very large guard dog in your house. I mean, any number of things that will keep them outside. I will not let them in. They come with a SWAT team. Hopefully, I'll be smart enough not to be there. Because usually you have a precipitating incident, and then they come back with a SWAT team. I think in my case, though, because I do a nationally syndicated show, you guys are on the radio and well-known. Yeah, they may show up with a SWAT team. I don't know. There's not an easy answer. I'll tell you what people in the military tell me, people off the record who can't come out and talk openly. There actively was a coup planned against Obama last fall, and I've been told this is not the last one. When we know that Admiral Guyette and General Hamm tried to rescue Ambassador Stevens, that was the beginning of a coup because they were violating direct executive orders. Two branches of service, two different locations working together to defy the president. And this president has fired more senior command officers than anybody else. And there are some of the military that want to depose him. They want to arrest him for treason. And I've been told that by high-ranking military officials. Some of them are retired now. And I think if there's going to be a take-back of our country, and God, I wish this wasn't true, I think it's going to take a civil war. It's going to be the military breaking off, saying we're not going to do this. This is why we have all the Russian troops in the country, all the UN troops training in the country. Obama knows this. This is why Obama's picking on the veterans, why he's trying to disarm the veterans, because they would form the vanguard of a guerrilla force. So if you ask me where this is headed, I think this is where this is headed, and I wish I wasn't saying this. I have a nice life. If I didn't know any of this stuff, and I just went and did my job and came home, had fun with my family, it would be an idyllic world. But I can't hand off this world to my son in the direction it's going. That's why I get in the trenches and get dirty.
Well, I think that awareness is pretty huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, people really need to pay attention.
Yeah.
And don't discount, you know, it's funny. I guess it's a fine line. Don't discount what you see and hear, but then again, you can't believe everything either. I mean, it's really easy to look at things and then all of a sudden see it as all part of this. And it could be something really innocent, which is what makes this so difficult. I mean, you have to, debunk it all.
HHS thing, there's nothing innocent about what they plan to do with our kids.
No. But I mean, as far as like, there have been a few times when, in different places, it's like, here come all these vehicles. They're going to do a raid like out in Siskiyou County. But it turned out it was, agency guys picking up another agency guy going to a retirement lunch. I mean, you know, every now and then it isn't what we're looking at, but we got to pay attention. We have to pay attention, yeah. And we have to track down all the details, make sure it's right. And, I don't know. This wouldn't be a time I would like to move. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I want to move to here, there, and the other. Honestly, you have a lot of resources where you are, regardless of where you are in the world. You have resources. And the best resources you have are the people in your personal network. Make sure you know where they are.
What'll make me move, I'll tell you what'll make me move. This is my trigger. If Obama enacts Executive Order 13603 and makes it operational, where he can conscript anybody in the country, any age, send them anywhere for any job, that's basically the civilian conscription. That was the, we need a force, a civilian force that's just as strong, just as powerful as our military. That force under 13603, and if he brings a military draft in. My son is not going to fight and die for the Wall Street bankers. I'm not going to allow myself to be sent off to Timbuktu to shovel poop into a bucket. That would get me to leave the country. That would tell me that they're making a move on the citizens. That's when you'll start to see the work brigades, Rex 84 enacted, the FEMA camps, the whole nine yards. That would be the trigger for me. That is absolutely when I feel Dave Hodges has to find a way out of the country.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry, I'm not jumping in on the conversation. I'm just reading this report from Health and Human Services. It's unbelievable to me. It's on mm-hmm. WeThePeopleRadio.us. Click on the link for the manual, and it's right there.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at it too, but it was I was having a hard time. A hard time paying attention.
Yeah, we're actually reading.
We're sitting here reading the manual with educational neglect.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's here's what I was looking at.
Yep, the truancy and inattention to special. You know, it's interesting. Inattention to special education needs, refusing or allowing or failing to obtain recommended. I'm assuming that says remedial. Yep, remedial education services. Well, it's kind of interesting, but there's a whole group of parents here in Reading mm-hmm. that were prevented from getting those services for their kids through charter schools and mm-hmm. public schools. Mm-hmm. Now they can get pegged as having neglected their kids
for not when taking advantage of the services.
Yeah,
that they
when they're
were
at the school
denied.
Board meetings all the time trying to get this done.
You know, it's interesting though, and I brought this up so briefly. Imagine how the schools have to violate student privacy rules under FUPA to report these things to HHS. Your child's attendance records, your child's grades are private. You have to, as a parent, sign for the release. This strips you of all authority over your kids. And see those programs I mentioned before when I came on, I talked about Teen Screen, try to medicate children at school with psychotropic drugs without parental notification. This opens the door to that abuse.
Hey, Dave, we're late for our meds, too. Hey, look, it's 30 seconds to the top of the hour. Thanks for jumping on with us
Thanks,
this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime, ladies.
We can never visit with you in just an hour. That's just silliness. I don't know why we even try. Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. You can find more information at wethepeopleradio.us. We will be back with you next Sunday on some other topic of our choosing when it appears. We're open at this point. See you then. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Elizabeth.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Good night, John Boy.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salchi Ingrasso. Egypt's military leader says the army won't allow further violence after the deaths of hundreds in the latest political unrest. The comments came during General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's first appearance since Wednesday's deadly crackdown touched off days of violence across the country. But despite the tough talk...
Today in Cairo, though, the army is trying to get things a little bit back to normal. The banks are open there. The stock market has opened there. And as you see the bloodshed, it's important to remember that the army still has widespread popular support. In fact, it's one of the more popular, if not the most popular institution in Egypt. There's a lot of stores and shops that have al-Sisi's poster up. There's a lot of people who say he is the future, as it certainly appears that the Muslim Brotherhood is proving to be much more of a violent militant organization than any kind of peaceful political party.
Fox's Leland Vittert in Jerusalem. Congress may vote to defund the NSA in light of a new report that says the agency has been collecting data from private citizens.